All right, Sean, good. Now, Shannon Bream, everyone. Alaska, you been there? Shannon?
I haven't. It's beautiful,
beautiful,
though.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'd love to visit.
Beautiful place. But very, very cold. Not as cold as Long Island, but close. Okay? And a lot of people don't go out in the winter because there's 18 feet of snow and bears. There's like bears everywhere.
And it's dark.
So they, yeah, it's dark. So they stay inside, and a few people like the little substance. And now Alaska has legalized pot. What is the downside to that?
Well, listen, there are leaders there in the tribal communities of Alaska's native population saying we're really worried about this because they say our young people are already showing us they've got a problem with alcohol abuse and dependency, and we're really fighting against that. And listen, a recent survey out of Alaska shows that 10% of kids in Alaska, we're talking 12 to 17, admit they've smoked pot in the last 30 days.
Yeah,
so
12 to 17. And the Inuits, you're talking about the Inuit population, right?
Yeah.
And they have an enormous alcoholism problem and drug addiction problem. So now the state of Alaska has made now the substance even more available, even though you have to be, I think, 18 to get it.
Actually, 21.
21 in Alaska?
Yeah.
Okay. But Lenny can go in at 21, and then he can bring it out and give it to all his 12-year-old friends if Lenny wants to make some money. Yeah. That's how it works. But it's funny. It's not funny. But the Inuits, they have been the loudest voices against this up there. Huh?
Yeah, they have. And it's interesting because there's definitely a generational split between the elders of the tribes, the leaders, and the more millennial, younger population, and the teenagers are saying, listen, we don't see it as a gateway drug. It's not a problem. We can handle it here. You can have an ounce of it legally. You can't sell it, but you can share it. That's not illegal. And you can grow your own plants, up to six of them in your house. So my guess is there are already people doing plenty of that.
It's going to be a free fire zone up there. Once children or teenagers, our children, get involved with substance of any kind, their whole life changes. Thank you very much. Very interesting segment. When we come right back, and we'll be